Hey there, thank you for showing interest and downloading this ebook which talks about knowing and assessing your strengths. Hi, I'm Anupama. I'm a coach, entrepreneur, and inner warrior. I hope you have also downloaded other two books which are on personal power and raising your standards. As you're interested in knowing your strengths, let's talk about it. Understanding your strengths and weaknesses can be of tremendous value for your life and career. And this awareness is invaluable because it will help you focus on the right things in an optimal way. This will of course help you make your better career and life decisions for moving forward. Knowing your strengths will, for instance, help you become more resourceful during difficult moments of your life, and you will be in an optimal position to take advantage of critical opportunities that may come available to you. When you clearly understand what your strengths are, you will derive some benefits like these. You will naturally focus on the right things that have the biggest impact on your life. You will save time by focusing on the things that bring you the greatest returns. You will become more resourceful and therefore make better decisions. You put yourself in a position to raise your standards and therefore improve your results. You can contribute more value to others. You will naturally improve your level of self-confidence, and it creates more certainty in your life. Knowing your strengths will also allow you to make smarter choices, decisions, career, goal, and create favorable circumstances. You will, for instance, have more clarity about your career path, your goals, your best suited, your natural talents, your tendencies, and your abilities. And when it comes to your goals, understanding your strengths can help you lay out a definitive course of action and take advantage of your personal strengths. It allows you to take most of your time and opportunities that life throws at you. Let's talk about how we assess them. Your strengths are found in the things that seems easy to learn and easy to do for you. These strengths often manifest as behaviors, characteristics, inherent talents, learned knowledge, and transferable skills that you have acquired. These are the areas of your life that you have developed through prolonged, disciplined efforts. And because you have spent so much time focusing on these areas of your life, you become proficient and be able to perform certain tasks and activities at a higher level than most other people. Those are what you call your strengths. When we come into this world, we naturally develop certain interests early in life, resulting from very specific life experiences. These interests immediately influence how we think about things, and as we think about these things, we learn more about them. We learn more, we know more, and then as a result, we become more proficient in these specific areas of our lives. None of us is born with strengths. Yes, some of us certainly have some genetic strengths, gifts, and the majority of our strengths stem from our interests. These interests are built upon the curiosity and willingness to be more inquisitive about certain aspects or areas of your life. This inquisitiveness encourages us to learn more about these areas through experiences. And as we gain more experience, we begin to develop strength that carries us forward. Strengths can also come about as a result of your observation. When you were young, you might have observed your parents or peers doing certain things certain way. Because you were very young and impressionable at that time, these experiences made a lasting impression on your mind. And even though you never personally took part in these tasks, you gained necessary awareness you needed as a result of your observation. Now, many years later, you find yourself in similar situation, and with no personal experience, things just happen to come naturally to you. People call you a genius and tell you that you have natural talent and ability in this area. However little do they realize that you are strong in this area because of your interest and keen observation skills that sparked your curiosity at a younger age. These kind of strengths that you must tap into and utilize to help move your life forward in a more positive way. So let's get to it, that how do we know and how do we ask yourself what your skills are and what your strengths are. To begin with, take some time to list your talents, skills, characteristics, behaviors, and areas of great knowledge. Ask yourself these questions, which I am laying down now. First, what are my most strongest character attributes? Number two, what strengths have assisted me most? Number three, what would X person, it could be your friend, say are my greatest strengths? Number four, what qualities could I not do without? Number five, what do I do specially well? Number six, what seems easy to learn and easy to do? Number four, what indispensable knowledge do I have? How is this a strength for me? Number six, what activities I was drawn to when I was a child? Number seven, what skills I have learned rapidly and mastered quickly? Number eight, what skills, abilities, or qualities account for my great success? Number nine, what activities do I get completely immersed in? Number 10, where do I have the ability to be outstanding? And if you answer each of this question, you will know it's easy for you to identify your strengths. While there are other strengths present in you, they may be more subtle and difficult to pinpoint. For instance, you could be courageous, energetic, focused, helpful, productive, caring, disciplined, flexible, motivated, outgoing, trustworthy, warm, determined, artistic, analytical, adventurous, compassionate, optimistic, patient, curious, inspiring, organized, responsible, precise, team-oriented, etc., etc., etc. These are all very subtle things that you might overlook when building your list of strengths. However, they are all aspects of your personality and that can provide you the strength you need during difficult times. It's important to list these characteristics also. If you get stuck compiling this strength list, then consider asking few people who know you very well, like your immediate family or your immediate friends, your close friends. They will provide you some insights. These people may very well see things that you might not be aware of. And it's sometimes these things can have the biggest impact in your life. I hope you can compile your strength list now and you can start impacting yourself and your life for more benefits and for more goal-oriented results and creating the future that you want. Go through this list over and over again and let your mind absorb and remember them and see the difference in you within some days. You'll feel more empowered, more charged up, and more motivated to go for your results. And this is how the list of your strengths will help you succeed and create the future that you want. I hope that has added value, and I'm sure that you're going to make that personal list as soon as possible. And if you want to know more about creating more strengths and speciality and your personal speciality, you can always contact me and you know how to do it. I look forward to working with you. See you there. Thank you for your time listening to it, and thank you for your time and interest.